Let's see how this looks.
Right. Ooh! Once again, there is work going on in the studio.
Yes.
So Caroline and Rashi has now moved to what we call the trips.
The trips.
As
this
you
is
see, three monitors.
Three monitors, triple monitors. So this is called the trips. So we hear this all the time in our earpiece during the newscast because.
Sure do.
The directors tell us go to the trips.
And normally, this is a three-camera show. We're doing it on one today.
Yes.
So.
Because there are a lot of people behind the scenes right now.
Wow,
oh, you can kind of see it.
See?
We are say hi, friends.
Wait,
like, oh, we didn't know we were going to be on TV.
We
got some new robotic cameras. We got this, like, track thing that's going to have.
Well, it's also funny because we haven't explained to everybody that's been in the studio what this show is. So we come in here at 3:30 and we're talking about celebrities, this, that, and the other. And then we come back in here at 5.
Right.
Everyone's still working in here and we're like death, destruction, every bad thing that's happened. So it's like, it goes from like, hi.
Yes. Like, yeah. Like
we're
now
being
we
very
were
serious.
About,
so
yes,
it's
exactly.
Like they get to see the transformation.
I know. Well, this is our favorite show, hands down. Well,
oh, yes.
Mine for sure.
Yeah.
I
love this time.
I know. No, it's like the pacer in between, like just.
It's also sometimes we don't get to talk before we come on this show, and this
yes.
is all the stuff that we want to talk about.
Yes,
especially
exactly.
This first topic.
This was so interesting. I don't know if you've seen this already, but Khloe Kardashian just dropped a true. Okay, also I think I'm usually on that side, right? This is kind of
why
a weird.
It feels
yeah,
weird?
It feels different.
Oh my God!
Right?
It does feel different. Yeah.
Yes.
Should we switch?
Let's switch.
Yeah. I
this
like
is
that
always
better.
Caroline.
Oh yeah,
side.
Okay.
This
feels,
right.
This feels I knew
better.
Something fell off. I don't know why I
yes.
sat on that side.
Okay, I don't know either. But now we're good.
This is so much better. It works better with my hair too.
Yeah,
because
right?
it's
good.
Well, because it's this side's behind my shoulder, so it's just easier.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Great. All right, wonderful. See, like even in the picture.
Oh yeah,
I'm on the left.
Okay, now all right. I'm
all
feeling
right,
more
okay,
comfortable.
Okay, we're
now.
Good now. Okay. We're good now. All right. So Khloe Kardashian, how is she more comfortable? She dropped a truth bomb saying. She had more confidence before she shedded her thicker frame. That's very interesting. So in her latest Khloe in Wonderland podcast, telling fitness influencer Whitney Simmons that she was, quote, way more confident when she was heavier because she already knew what people were saying about her. She also says all the positive attention that she got after her weight loss had her worried about gaining the weight back because she felt everyone expected that had to happen. But then she eventually had this realization that none of the outside voices matter, calling the hoopla around weight loss so fake. That brought her to the mindset that she needs to continue her health journey for herself and no one else, reasoning that she'll never make everyone happy. And this, I think, speaks volumes because I remember I gained 40, 45 pounds when I was pregnant, and I was so adamant about the bounce back game and how I'm gonna bounce back and bounce back. And there's so much pressure, and looking back at it, I wish I didn't put so much pressure on myself. And I know we put pressure on ourselves. I know when we like eat out or have Mexican food, we're like, oh my God, I feel so bloated. I need
oh
to do
God,
more workout.
Yeah.
Or we went on vacation and I need to do yep. that. And it's like this constant like thinking in your head. And I don't think the culture has changed because it's still celebrated more when you're skinnier. And I think people are nicer when you're skinnier. And I've just experienced that myself, and just people when I've talked to friends also they've sort of experienced that. But I think that when she says that she feels the best when she's her own healthiest, I think once you get to that realization, that is what is really the goal for everybody, is just to come to a point where you're happy. So it doesn't have to be about making everyone else happy in terms of the weight, and weight comes and goes. And I think my second pregnancy with Liana, it was the pandemic, so I felt like this ease a little bit because I didn't have to go back to work. We were still broadcasting from home. So I was like, okay, I can still like, you know, kind of ease my way. But I just felt like this breather a little bit. And isn't that kind of sad? Because I think a lot of women feel that way after having kids. And
well, I've never had a kid before, but based off of stories that you've told me,
mm-hmm.
I would say a lot of those feelings came from comments that
yeah.
people made
yeah.
in the workplace to
right.
you as you were growing a human being inside of your stomach.
Right, and it's not just me. It's people. Other women also experience the same thing, and women experience it in all kinds of professions, I think. And I think that
I think it's best to just keep your comments to yourself if it's not something positive and nice.
That's what Thumper said in Bambi. My mom would always comment Bumper's always saying, like, you can't say something nice, don't say anything
at all. Don't say it at all.
But I just feel like there's always this stigma, and you're held to a certain state. That's why people on Instagram, like, they want to get, like, you know, the filtered look and stuff, right? To mm-hmm. look a certain way, yeah. feel a certain way.
I think truly what her realization was that she had to come to a realization that it was about health and how she's feeling and not about the physical size of her body.
Yes.
And I mean, I feel like I've like been sort of in those situations where like, oh, if I just lose 10 pounds, well, guess what? I lost 10 pounds and I just want to lose 10 more.
So right.
It's like, you know, like unless you're truly happy with who you are inside mm-hmm. and focus on the health aspects and not the weight aspect, you know what I
yes.
mean? I'm not saying that's like currently right now, but in my life, that's at least how
I totally feel that. And I think that once we come to that realization that it's like, what makes me happy?
I'm much more concerned about health now
in
my 30s than I was in my 20s. In my 20s, it was all about looking good and working out to look. Now it's like working out to feel good and keep my body healthy.
Yes. And I think it's all about, and I'm in that change of feeling good. Mm-hmm. Like I put a lot of pressure on myself to look good or what I think is good or what I think, you know, and I am in that transition where I want to just feel good, like for my kids, to be a better mom, to, you know, all those things. And I can see what she means by in terms of when, you know, she was heavier, she didn't have to worry about anything because it was like I knew what people were saying.
And she built up such that thick skin.
Right. That's kind it's of just like
she was has, you know, because me and the Kardashians were like this. Yes. I follow them a lot.
Yeah.
And so she's even said in the past, I had this sense of humor and this toughness about me because of her weight. So that was like her way of dealing with it.
Right.
Which
right.
played in her favor because everyone loves her on the show. She's funny and she's quick and she's tough. But I like when she shares these inner feelings because I think a lot of people can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then what people like us have to then realize is we can't compare ourselves to somebody like Chloe because there's been a lot of stuff that the Kardashians do that, I mean, aren't accessible to like normal people just trying to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yes. And I think that just in general, just normal people like you and I, when we look at these celebrities, I think it just all goes back to social media and Instagram and comparing ourselves and all that. And we, you know, personally, we talk about it off camera, like, you know, why we're putting pressure on ourselves, not just about weight or whatever, but also things we do outside of work or where we're going on vacation or what we're doing because we think that we're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. So it's easy to like have these random thoughts. And I actually was talking to my therapist yesterday and she was explaining, we were talking about how we had said earlier about how we continue to raise this bar, this just like invisible bar that it's like you can't keep doing that because you feel like you're not getting anywhere. And who are you comparing yourself to, right? Like, it doesn't.
And, like, not everybody has, like, the big topic was what Kylie Jenner did for her breast augmentation. Yeah. We talked about that a lot because that was, like, super viral.
Right.
Guess what? Most people don't have the $40,000 or whatever it costs to go get that done.
Or the help afterwards to recover, right?
Like, the time off, like, it's just endless. So it's like, how can you, you know, don't compare yourself to celebrities on the internet. But I think the message is feel good and healthy inside first. That's really what matters. And then the rest is just a bonus.
And I think that once you dive into that, once you dive into the lifestyle of, excuse me, working out and eating healthy, you'll like all of a sudden just want to work out and eat healthy, right? Like I had a celery drink today. I did not really want it and it was disgusting to me, but I also had this like really healthy dinner yesterday. I made this thing yesterday because I was off yesterday, but chicken kebabs.
Yum, that sounds yogurt, so good.
Greek yogurt dressing, girl.
Ooh, Connor would have loved that.
I have to make this for you and Connor. I was that like, this is so good.
Was it chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yum.
And then the Greek yogurt had like, I put fresh dill, parsley.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so delicious. And like, you know, you would think, okay, maybe a burger. Burger would have been great too. But my point of saying all this is you crave healthy stuff.
Yeah. No, I was on vacation last week home to my hometown and literally acted like I was never going to return there again and ate like every one of my favorite ice cream, cake, pasta, you name it, just like
so good.
Eating everything, mm-hmm. and I felt horrid. No. I was literally sick. Like, I couldn't even go to sleep. I was like so ill.
Oh, because you didn't feel good?
Yeah, because all that stuff just made me, now the I'm like, why did I eat all that? Yeah. Anyway, it's been a much better thing, week this week.
Yes, of you just out, get back on it. And
protein shakes and all good. Chicken, I ate chicken too last night. Chicken and rice and veggies, but it was actually so good. It was like a Chipotle bowl, but made from home.
Yeah.
It was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. So we talked about tipping a lot and how it's always on the news. It's like, what do you do? Yeah. Are you supposed to tip 20%? Is it going to be 25%? You probably have never heard of this because I didn't. So this lady posted this restaurant receipt shown a hidden charge. The post highlights a nearly $6 living wage fee at the bottom of the check.
No.
Yes.
What is this, California?
It explains the fee contributes for a living wage for the entire staff. Y'all, stop it. People in the comments were not happy about it. One person wrote, "This means I'm never eating at that restaurant again." Like, are we for real right now?
I know.
With a living charge? There was a place in Austin I went with my girlfriends, and there was an insurance charge on there because it goes towards the employee's insurance. At a restaurant. This was a very upscale restaurant, but are we doing this now?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
I didn't know about this.
It's legal to do, but that's ridiculous. A living wages thing. Because
you know, I need to start looking at these receipts more.
Yeah, you probably are just like, here you go.
Yeah, my parents yell at me about that. They're like, you need to like look.
You don't look at the receipt?
Well, no.
Caroline.
Not really.
This is like me and flossing. You don't look at the receipt before you pay.
No, I'm having too much fun talking, sipping.
Do you think it's uncool to look at the receipt?
No, I think it's important and I should, but I just, well, also too, I mean, if I'm with my fiance, like he just takes care of it, so.
Right, but does he look at the receipt?
I don't know, probably not.
They could have charged you an
extra. I know, my parents.
I make it obnoxious, like this is what I do. I'll be like, okay, let me look at the receipt real quick, guys. Hold on, we're gonna have to pause this. And then I'll look at the receipt, and then I'll be like, wait, did so-and-so order this? Did we, you
know, like, and a lot of times there's like, an error on there.
Right.
Yeah.
Many times I've caught like, and sometimes I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or
what,
but you know, I was
we should be more careful, but we're really bad about it.
Yeah, and then you can ask about whatever upscale, because you go to these upscale restaurants too. There's probably, she's probably paying for those charges.
I probably am. And
yes.
I know. My fiance loves a good dinner out. Like, he's big into, we have a whole list of all the hot spot Houston restaurants. So yeah, we should probably dissect the bill a little bit more like my parents.
Yes, because not only do you probably do that, do you check to see if the tip is already included or no?
Yeah, I check that.
Do you really? No, she doesn't.
No, I do. I really do check that. I just don't really ever
pay. I don't really pay. So I don't really
Connor
know.
Connor usually pays. I contribute like buying food I'll buy food and he'll cook it.
Mm-hmm. But when you're going out with friends,
you're putting me on the hot spot. You're making me sweat.
No, this is going back.
If I'm going out with friends, I will check if tip is included or not, because especially if you have a good server, I definitely want them to be tipped. And even if it is included, I often will include more. So I do check that, but item by item, I'm really bad at looking at that. Need to do that more.
I very need to do that more.
Yeah, I need to be better about that.
Yes.
Especially at these very elaborate restaurants in
Houston. These upscale restaurants that Caroline never pays for.
Where they literally charge $20 a drink.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It actually is absurd.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going somewhere that you really like on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Are you going to pay?
No.
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
I definitely have an opinion about this, and I'm really anxious to hear what you think. So is it tacky for parents to order off the kids' menu at restaurants? Well, there's a mom on TikTok that says a restaurant banned her from ordering a kid's meal over the phone for her daughter because they suspect adults do so to eat cheaper meals themselves. She says she also ordered two adult meals, so the accusation didn't make any sense. TikTok had her back. A lot of people who once worked at restaurants commenting the policy is definitely not normal. Now the question is, should adults be allowed to order off the kids' menu?
Yeah, honestly.
Yes.
Yes, the restaurant's still going to make money at the end of the day, okay?
Do you know how much food is wasted?
So much food is wasted.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And I just think the portions, or you have a lighter version. Whenever restaurants have the lighter version or like the
half portion, lunch size.
Something.
Yes.
That's great. But what happens is you order this huge size and people don't really take home food as much as
right.
I think they used to.
Okay, and some of these restaurants are so elaborate in cities.
Yes.
I don't even understand. I'm better at it now that I've lived here 3 years. When I first moved here, mm-hmm. I was not even understanding some of the stuff that was listed on the menu. Like, I really had never ate Vietnamese food or like, French food, whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what even is this stuff? Mm-hmm. You don't even know. I mean, you can ask the server or whatever, but that's not appealing to everybody. Sometimes you just want some chicken fingers and french fries.
Yes. And the thing is, sometimes the kids' menu is fire. It's like,
thank you.
Wow. It's like the pizza is what? Like this. And it's not just like a regular cheese pizza. Like, well, then don't make your kids' menu so amazing, because it's not just chicken fingers and they'll have like other things as well. So one thing I used to do, we're friends, so I'll tell you. So I would always call Olive Garden and order their kids' menu, like lasagna or something.
Yeah.
They give you lasagna. They give you a full-size salad, two breadsticks. And it's like, it was at the time, and I did this years ago, it was like $4 something.
Oh, wow.
And I used to do that all the time because it's like a full meal and I'm ordering kids on the phone. But if you're banning adults from it, it could ban you, or like it could be actually you losing money as a restaurant owner.
Yes. Okay, but over the phone, that's so weird.
Right.
Especially if you ordered adult meals with the kids' meal.
Yes.
That's really weird. Also, what we found out is, because obviously when we go to restaurants, we don't ask for a kids' menu. Basically, mm-hmm. every restaurant does have french fries, if you ask, because they're usually on the kids' menu.
Right.
So we found that we can always order french fries like at any restaurant, which is helpful if you want to just like have a drink and some fries.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite combos. If it's not chips and salsa, it needs to be french fries.
French fries for sure.
Yes. But, so if you don't see french fries on the menu, they likely have it on the kids' menu.
But I think that you have to, even like drink sizes, like if for a, you know, if you want just like a small Coke or a small whatever, like ordering it from the kids' menu. I mean, you're totally able to do it at fast food restaurants.
Do you ever order kids' Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, like for yourself.
Yes. But for all the time.
Because the bigger portions, it's too much french fries and it's too much.
Yes. Even like when you go to the restaurant, and this is what I do a lot at Mexican restaurants, is the appetizer quesadilla. And that's like a full meal.
It is a full meal. That's really what I'm hoping to get tomorrow.
It's so good at the place you're going to. It's one of my favorite places.
It's so good.
And I think that it's like, but then the kids also have the same quesadilla. So it's just a weird combination. But
Well, also though, I feel like when you have kids, I bet your kids don't finish their whole plate of french fries or whatever.
No, we are in this weird stage because it used to be that I would order one kid's meal and they would split the chicken fingers and the fries and be good. Well, now like Ryan's starting to eat a lot more, so
he's pretty active.
Yes, so we're at like, it's tricky because we want to order two, but then either we're wasting a lot or
but
we
he's
don't
not
have
gonna
enough.
Eat what you would want to order, which would be like half of your chicken or burger or something. Like he wants what he wants, right? So
Yeah. No, it's now Liana's just gotten into cheeseburgers, which is great.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like she'll have her cheeseburger and then he has his chicken fingers. But I don't know why all kids love chicken fingers. Like
that, I know. I remember going to Mexican restaurants with my family, like these great Mexican restaurants, and ordering the chicken fingers and french fries when I was younger.
It's amazing.
Why?
Well, we still like it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I ordered chicken fingers and french fries at a Texans game and you would have thought it was the best thing I've ever eaten. Like, I was like, these are
so good.
I
get that all the time at the Texans games. Yes, that's what I get, is because then, you know, I can give one to Ryan and then I eat some myself.
Yeah, it was so good. But my favorite thing to get at the Texans games are the Trill Burgers.
I've yet to have a Trill Burger, but yes, I need to.
They're like
I know.
My favorite burgers. We got to get the double or triple.
I can't wait to finally get that.
Yeah, we should have Bun on the show.
We should.
I know.
Maybe we should go to Trill.
I just think he's an interesting guy. think he's friends with all these celebrities. Too. So talented. He's
what if we were at Trill and then Drake came in? You would faint.
I've always wanted to see Drake in the wild. That's like a goal.
In the wild?
Yeah. No, and I always see
like
this, in Houston out. No, like I'll literally be somewhere. I'm not even kidding you. I'll be somewhere, and then like an hour later, the restaurant or bar will be like, "It was so nice seeing Drake this afternoon." I'm like, I literally just miss him like every single time.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, we're trying to figure out where Morgan Wallen's gonna go after the concert, and like we're gonna go to that bar.
You should message him.
Yeah, I messaged his people.
No, him.
I know. They declined my interview. I was trying to get him on Carolina Rashi. So or good. Just like an interview that we could have like aired everywhere. But they're like, he's not doing media. And I was like, I mean, I figured that.
Yeah, just
but I was like, you got to shoot your shot. So literally, we're in this group message with all like the guys and the girls that are all going to the concert. Uh-huh. And we're collectively like, all right, we think it's going to be a dive bar. Like, Post Malone went here. I think maybe he'll go here. So we're like, should we pop dive bars? Like,
right. That would be good, too.
Those were crazy.
You should message him, though. I'm sure he'll be like.
He wouldn't answer. He's the most famous country artist in the world.
So, you're Caroline.
It's Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
It's like, I was like, I put together such a nice email and sent it to, like, 40 people. And it was, like, 12 people. You know?
They were for like, his people, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, he's not doing interviews.
Whatever, they're like,
he's missing out.
I know. Exactly.
It's fine.
All right, friends. Well, we appreciate you watching this episode of Carolina Rashi. And I don't know where we'll be tomorrow in terms of in the studio.
Yeah,
but we hope you watch.
Thanks for watching. Yes. Bye.
Bye.